You had a terrific idea for Indigenous Round this week, Kingy. And the theory is, well, the process will be Fast Five. So one question and one name answers only. And it is a lot more difficult than it sounds.
No honourable mentions. Okay.
You got which is it?
No. That's the rule.
As I was doing this, I was so disappointed that I left someone out.
Yeah. And we've both left a player out that will cause problems for us.
Wow.
So I want the temper texters to get involved. So the first question, and I want a name and a name, no honourables, all right?
Yep, none.
Don't break the rules.
One name.
Name me the best Indigenous moment maker.
Lance Franklin.
Really? Give me some details. Why?
Well, you said no.
Details, not.
Well, I find it hard to go past his 1,000th goal. Like it's the best thing I've. It's probably one of the best things I've ever seen. So that, and clearly there's a bit of recency bias there. But some of his big moments, the goals, the highlights, and that 1,000th goal was the best for me. Now name me the best Indigenous moment maker.
Well, the moments for me are the ones that really matter. The crunch moments. The guy played 407 games, 302 goals, and he kicked them when they were needed most. Sean Burgoyne for me was his four or five absolute moments in finals are just stamped on my brain.
I can't argue with that. 0433981116. I was going to have him for the next one. Oh, I cheated there. Sorry. I've cheated early.
The best Indigenous big game player.
Andrew McLeod.
Squared. I got him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he ripped the heart out of us all.
I can't give any apologies. I'd love to, but I won't. 0433981116. So your best Indigenous moment maker, send through the temper text, and your best Indigenous big game player. The next one, Kingy, if you were to encapsulate these players' careers in a one-minute highlight reel. So that's all you've got. You're an alien, and you've landed on Earth, and you have access to a video machine, and you've got 1 minute to explain the career. Which player has the best one-minute highlight reel?
Well, I see your answer. I like yours. I've gone with Cyril just because of the freak factor. I mean, the things that he did, there was not many others could do them, let alone think them up. You know, even the idea of some of the things he did. We haven't made half-hour specials about many players, and we did about Cyril.
Yeah.
Who've you gone?
I've gone with Byron Pickett.
I like it.
Because this happened to me about 2 years ago. I was on Facebook, and someone did this. So someone, and we spoke to Lockie Jones from Port Adelaide yesterday. He said he watches Byron Pickett's highlights before every game to get him up for the game. So someone did this video of, and you forget, you just forget the hits, the goals, the tackles, the physicality.
The torpedoes.
He could take big money. He could do everything, Byron Pickett. So for me, that's the player I think has the best one-minute highlight reel.
The only time I saw him got beaten was at the Crown one night, but that's a different discussion.
Well, we'll do that one next week.
Undefeated at the Waterloo, not so much at the Crown. Hey, best you've ever seen. Who's the best you've seen? Best Indigenous player you've seen.
Gavin Wanganeen's the best I've ever seen. Yeah. What about for you?
Oh, I think Buddy. I just think what Buddy's been able to do for a long period of time, you know, and this is just personal preference, obviously. There'll be 100 names come in for the best you've seen, and more names that go back past our life's viewing. But I just think what Buddy Franklin's been able to do for AFL football in Sydney's been nothing short of remarkable.
There's no arguments there. Who's the best Indigenous player that you have seen? 0433981116. Okay, now's the big one. Who has left the biggest legacy on the game?
The biggest legacy on the game? Well, I've gone Nicky Winmar. I just think that iconic photo, the statue in Perth now at Optus Stadium, the shift in, you know, the societal attitudes towards our Indigenous players have been a wonderful feature for us all to enjoy, and you know, it drives us all to be better people. So I think his legacy is as big as anyone's.
Once again, you won't get an argument from me. For me though, it's Adam Goods. and what he continues to do, I guess. And I took my kids to see the documentary when they were young, The Australian Dream, and the impact that that had on sort of my whole family and me. And you sort of reflect on your time as a player and how you may have done some things differently over the journey. Just got me thinking more than anyone.
Yeah.
If that makes, I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, I'm with you. That's very good. This is very hard to do, and we've left.
Text has blown up.
So
the temper text has blown up.
I know. And you're all right. You're all.
Where's Eddie? Eddie? We didn't have Eddie.
Well, it's hard to have Eddie and Cyril, isn't it? No disclaimers. We just have to put them down on paper. I'm glad you put Byron in. I didn't think you'd put Byron in.
Yes, brilliant.
He was Michael just, Long, Winston Abraham, Barry Gable.
So 04-3390, would love for you to join in, is the thought, because it is, a lot of it is personal preference. Who's got the best one-minute highlight reel? Who's the best moment maker? The best big game player? And who has left the biggest legacy?
I'm really interested in the biggest legacy, because I think it's probably easy to talk about highlights and moments and those sorts of things, and all players have had those. So maybe just for the next 10 minutes or so, can we narrow to who has put the biggest stamp on the game? From an Indigenous point of view, who has left the biggest legacy? And Mark from Eltham's already straight on with Michael Long. I think that this is a great talking point.